My first job in New York City in the 1970s was to drive a yellow taxicab. In those days, the theory test only required answering a handful of questions describing how to get from one landmark destination to another. During my first week at work, early one morning, a businessman going from Grand Central Station to Wall Street hailed my cab. He was tall, impeccably dressed, carried one of those expensive, stylish, thin leather briefcases, and gave me a piece of paper identifying the address he was going to. Once in the cab, though, it was clear we didn't share a common language. All I could make out was that he was from Italy, the meeting he was attending was quite important, and he didn't want to be late. These were the days long before satellite navigation, and I decided it would be quicker to take the FDR Drive, an expressway that skirts the eastern edge of the island. But down near Wall Street, instead of exiting towards the city center, I inadvertently and incompetently took the wrong turning, taking us over the Brooklyn Bridge. To this day, I remember well the look of concern on the gentleman's face as he saw New York's financial district disappearing behind us. I can't remember how many times I apologized. Thankfully, he was understanding, and it wasn't difficult to loop around at the bottom of the bridge to correct my error as quickly as possible. When we finally arrived, to my great surprise, instead of being angry, the man paid the fare and even gave me a large tip, perhaps because there's nothing more stunning than the view of Manhattan from the Brooklyn Bridge. Judaism's highest aim is for humans to emulate the divine. Just as God is merciful, compassionate, and forgiving, so should we be. Few of us are perfect. While it may be irreverent to suggest the Almighty has a sense of humor, I learned from that taxi error that we each have a choice how to react when things don't go as planned.